Bear witness to the signs, the stage is set. The devil on a quest, hell pit on deck. Trying to kill everything that I love and protect. So it's mind over matter, thoughts beyond flesh. Heart blows to my soul, it's a spiritual war. But the devil ain't getting what he came here for. Information like a soldier, no retreat, no surrender. If I die, best believe
oh, man.
To remember.
Want to welcome everybody to the Truth Pandemic Podcast. This is CC Dove. Want to say hello. What's up? Hope everybody's well. God bless you today. You heard a little snippet there of a song that I'm going to play for you today. It's a song I wrote. Of course, most people that know me know I'm a musician, a songwriter, and I've got literally hundreds of songs. And this song in particular is perfect for today. This is the Mastermind Podcast. And let me just start off by sharing a little bit of that with you. I'm going to go ahead and read the lyrics to that song. Then we're going to dive into the topic of the day. Then we're going to play the song for you a little bit later in the podcast. Anyway, here we go. This is Mastermind. Bear witness to the signs, the stage is set. The devil on a quest, hell-bent on death. Trying to kill everything that I love and protect. So it's mind over matter, thoughts beyond flesh. Hard blows to my skull, it's a spiritual war. But the devil ain't getting what he came here for. Information like a soldier, no retreat, no surrender. If I die, best believe I'll give him something to remember. He wants my soul. He's in my head. Won't rest till I suffer in the flesh and I'm spiritually dead. And he'll use every method to wreck it. With a syringe full of sin to my brain, he injects it. But I reject it. I'm protected. Stay connected to Christ. Put the devil on blast. Hit him hard with the light. But he keeps spitting fire. Flames burning higher. So I keep throwing blows because I know this fight's going down to the wire. Some say I'm crazy. I say, yeah, maybe, but those who judge me can't save me. Matter of fact, I think they signed a contract. Now they're working for the devil full time trying to penetrate my mind. But whoa, hell no, I would rather be poor or with a bullet in my head face down on the floor than be a slave to the grave. So I build my resistance. Battle tested, I'm invested in eternal existence. Humankind are slaves to whatever controls the mind, and in time they surrender their souls. So I have one master, my allegiance is bound to the one who gave his son. I was lost, now I'm found. If they control your mind, they control your voice. So they breed mass confusion and illusion of choice. Keep us whipped with technology and media hype. Keep us tamed, unaware, unprepared to fight. So it's mind over matter and the war begins. Brain trained and I'm focused like a camera lens. God's grace and my faith are my sword and my shield, leaving demons screaming mercy on the battlefield. But the devil don't quit. He's on a mission to rip your soul apart, and it starts making you an addict. Over-obsessed with sex, internet, and phones. Possessed by the flesh right down to the bone. No prayer in school, no prayer in the home, gives birth to the next generation of clones. No sense of direction, slaves to deception, rebuke God's truth, their only source of protection. Be it known that these devils come dressed in light to deceive. You believe, then they strike. You bite the bait. Too late and no way out. You're a puppet on a string or like a fish with hook in the mouth. Be it known that the time is here. The signs are clear. Every possible fear will be used by the enemy. Hell unleashed. Be it known, mind control is the mark of the beast. There you go, people. A little bit, some lyrics there for you. But let's get it back on kind of a medium track here. You know, that song always takes me to a place where I just get really, you know, I get tense because, you know, I know what this battle is. And there was a time I didn't. I think most people that come to know God through his grace, understand and know how to differentiate between the mind that they used to have and the things they used to do prior to knowing God's truth, and the mind and focus that they have once they embrace and are embraced by God. So I want to talk about that today. And first, though, I want to really say, you know, to all God's people, and what I mean by that, all of us are children of God, because human creation is the creation of God. But there are people who do not choose to accept that God is their origin. So when I say to my people, I want to be specific in saying the people out there that know God and know the struggle and are bearing the cross. And what I mean by that is, once you accept God and understand God, then you also understand that his Savior is his Son. His Son's name is Jesus Christ. But what we also understand is that God came to the world himself in the flesh. So Jesus Christ is actually part God. And we know this, and we know that he, through his processes on earth, through the things he did on earth, and through his ultimate goal on earth, which was to walk the walk, feel the feelings, talk the talk, bear the cross, and die, and then conquer that death, that we also embrace that outcome once we believe in him and choose to follow him and accept his salvation. And what that means is we bear that cross as well. And what that means is this. What does it mean to bear the cross? Well, what that really means, and what people need to understand, and what I always try to remind myself so that I never forget, is that when you suffer in this world, and the word suffer is kind of overused, because it's almost like we take suffering and we apply it to like an immediate like pain or misery that we go through at a particular time. Suffering, it can be any struggle when there's a war with the righteous spirit. So when there's a war with choices that we have to make in this world, and we know through God's grace and through his wisdom and knowledge that we no longer have the option of choosing those things without the knowledge of knowing that we are doing something completely and just totally opposite of God's will. When you don't have God's truth in your life, when you make choices, when the consequences happen, then we start to, you know, lay it in the lap of whatever we can blame or the cause that we believe made us do it. The bottom line is, most people know that there's a choice when they choose left or right. I'll try to give you an example. And I like to give real life examples so that of choices that actually have a drastic and heavy impact on not only the individual making the choice, but on the people that they're connected to. So for instance, this example here, a married couple, when a man might be tempted by another woman, or in some cases, tempted by another man. Those temptations, number one, do not come from God. And it's very clear in the Word of God, and I'll specifically go to James chapter 1 and start with verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is lured away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Now, the interesting thing that I have found in the way God has given me and granted me wisdom about him is that, you know, I used to read these things and some of it sounds so poetic and so, you know, just like, excuse me, almost inspiring, just like a speech. But when you really break that down, this isn't even that. That is common sense. If someone were to step back and just follow that track for a minute, when we talk about our own evil desires and being lured away and enticed, think about that for a minute. When a man is married, he obviously at one time in his life saw that woman and was enticed by her in some way, shape, or form, drawn to her, attracted to her, and developed something in life to where he said, "Hey, will you marry me?" And it probably was, you know, "I love you. I care for you. I would like to spend my life with you." Okay. So if he did that with that woman, why would he sacrifice that just to get involved with another woman? Here's why. When you love the way God wants you to, not romantic movie love, okay, not Hollywood movie love, sacrificial love, which you can, I have a podcast called Love Versus Love. You should check it out. But bottom line here is this, then the focus will always be on that love. Once we do that, best believe something is coming to get you. Something is going to tempt you. Now, that verse just said, again, James chapter 1, verse 14, or I'm sorry, 13 through 15, tells us that God doesn't tempt us. So if that leaves God out of it, then what does? Well, I started thinking about this. Why would a person tempt themselves away from something that they have kind of that's good in their life? I kind of don't buy that either. That would mean that we would be just play ping pong all our lives with everything we do. One minute we want a good job. We get the good job. Then we tempt ourselves to get another. And we would just play this game of what can I get? What can I get? What can I get? What if there was something paying attention to every good thing that you do and that you're trying to do? That moves me to this. There is a Satan. I'm going to make this clear. Satan knows God. Matter of fact, real quick, if you read in the book of Genesis, where Satan goes to the man and the woman, he never denies that there's a God. He actually recognizes and acknowledges God to Adam and Eve. But what he does is he says, "Well, God just knows that if you eat of that tree, that you will have knowledge," or, you know, the wisdom of knowing. And you can read this and take it from there. But the bottom line is, he was trying to deceive them. He was telling them a lie opposite of God to see the man and the woman fail or sin. Sin being the opposite of God's will for the human creation. Many people say, "Well, why didn't God stop it?" Well, here's the deal. God didn't create robots. And when you have children, you don't create robots either. And if you do, good luck, because they're not robots. We have this thing called free will. The beauty of that is that you can make better choices if you have the right information in you and constantly flowing in and out of you. The problem is, in this present age, is what most of all is that information that's coming in and out is so screwed up that you can see it in the world. The different things going on, the choices, and people say, well, it's always been that way. Okay, well, you didn't live in that way. You live now. I live now. The only reason I even know about yesterday is because of documents, oral history, or anything that's been shared with me. And then I paint a picture of what that is. But what I do know is right now in this world, good luck trying to hold down your life amidst the chaos. But guess what? There's a way to do it. That's why this is called Mastermind. Because the one thing I really have tried to focus on is this. Despite my shortcomings, despite the fact that I know I am weak without God, meaning this, I want to go back to the example of the husband. So you're enticed by another woman. The question becomes, what is enticing you? Something is saying to you, that woman is going to give you something so good or is intriguing you in such a manner that you just got to have it. The godly man is like a computer processor running at 3,000 cores, okay? Knows how to decipher the situation quickly. Temptation. It's not me. It's not for me. It's not supposed to be happening to me. Why is it happening? Okay, got it. I remember. It's the devil. He's trying to tell me that I need something more, 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 more for me, more for me, more for me. Okay? Then do 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 do, and you go, not worth it, and you walk away. It's not saying that the woman he was looking at wasn't pretty or wasn't enticing. But God's wisdom gives us what we need to protect ourselves from the destruction that we do not see coming. I'm going to say that again. God's wisdom gives us the proper guidance to protect us from the destruction that we do not see coming. Now, as we move forward here, I just want to really focus on this verse for a minute, this particular verse. And this verse is by, or I should say, I'm sorry, this verse is in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. And it is just, it's become a verse that I go to when I feel so down and, you know, down and out. I feel sad, depressed about the state of the world. And I think really, no matter what here, people, is this. There are people right now, children, adults, who are living in such despair that they don't even have any hope. Like, there is no hope. They just exist. There are many of us who are fortunate enough to have accumulated money, a home, things like that, to where our minds begin to see life as, well, you know, things seem to be okay. I mean, the world's bad, yeah, but you know, my day to day, everything and everyone seems to be okay. You know how small your circle is relevant to the world? Do you know how small my circle is relevant to the world? It's small. And when we start to see things on that global level, or even just say on a neighborhood or a, you know, small demographic level, and we start to understand the statistics of the things going on around us, then we start to change those perspectives about the world. But this verse right here, Book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasurable, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors that they hold, or again, their own lusts, or the things that entice their desires. The interesting thing about this verse is, anybody who reads that knows it's true, knows it's true. People who are caught up in that are going to read it and not like it because it's true. It's comparable to when I was in my teen years and I was a drug user. I didn't want to hear anybody tell me that I was a weed head or a crack head or an alcoholic. And when I did, you know, man, I had every excuse and every reason why they were the ones tripping. But guess what? Deep inside, I had to evaluate it. Because the truth somehow, no matter what, hits us and causes us to shift. But the sad part about it is that we are able to create so many excuses for ourselves to continue doing the things that entice us. So let's look at the world for a minute. Look at all the things we can do. Seems like a plethora of things that we can do, right? Most of it you have to pay for. Okay? But if you were to take everything and actually compartmentalize it into categories, the categories become smaller. Because when you think about it, look at the things that can pull a man or a woman away from their marriage. Okay? Look at the things that pull our children away from what we would call sound doctrine within our family structure, you know, the things we try to teach our children, the way we guide them, the rules we follow, and try to get them to follow so that they can remain stable, healthy, and focused. Why is it that the world is constantly trying to pull the plug on that for our families? And why is it that most families, no matter what race, no matter what culture, all want to raise their children to be good people, healthy kids, healthy people, to treat each other, you know, with respect, you know. But also, within those same cultures, you have people that teach children to be racist, to discriminate, to judge. And they teach them a lot of morals and values that are not good. That verse does justice for me as a believer in God. And why it does that is it tells me, number one, dude, I used to do that. And I still do. There's times I don't want to hear stuff. But why I keep going back to it is because God keeps slapping me back to it because he loves me and he does not want me to be a slave to sin. He does not want me to be enticed by things that cannot satisfy me. That moves me over to the issue of deception. Now, the funny thing is a lot of people weigh God and their reality of God on how well they're doing in life. And then the minute something doesn't go right or finances fail or certain things like that, they believe God is punishing them. Or they might even take it as far as to say, maybe God isn't even real. So many of these preachers and people of these certain churches out here that are always online and you know, or you go to these big churches where it seems like a big party. You know, these people all seem so blessed, don't they? And every now and then they'll share a struggle with you. And if you listen close, the struggle they share, you know, you're like, dang, I'll take that struggle. But the one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of people are afraid to speak the actual truth, to talk about deception, to talk about enticement and lustful desires, and that we're responsible for, you know, the things that we do, and that you don't just get to do things because you feel it, and then because a lot of other people feel it, now you try to change God's truth just so you can live whatever amount of years you're going to live in whatever situation makes you feel good, without any recourse or understanding of the thumbprint that you're going to leave on the planet and how it might affect future generations. Deception is exactly that. Something that's trying to deceive you. Why would it need to deceive you? Because there's something it does not want you to see or recognize or look at or know. In this case, why would something pull you away from a beautiful thing like a wife or a husband, a good family, a healthy body, healthy mind, into fornication, adultery, drunkenness, drug using, drug abuse? I could go on and on. Sex trafficking, prostitution, sticking needles in your arms, all these things. Why would something, and why is it that we leave those situations to enter those situations? Why is it that we look at drug addicts and say, oh my God, he or she just, you know, they just can't kick the drugs? Well, people haven't been able to kick drugs for millennia. It's not new. Why can't we kick hatred? There's a lot of things we need to kick. I know what helps us and can get rid of it once and for all, if we are willing to carry that cross and sweat that sweat and sweat that blood, because sometimes that's what it takes to get this crap out of our lives, is we need to sweat and work. Satan is a deceiver. He's ticked off right now that I'm even talking and sharing this truth. It makes the deception that much harder. But like in the song, that I'm going to play the full version for you, like in the lyrics I read, it's a battle of the mind. It's an attack. It's a quest that Satan is on. It's a spiritual war. And the reason you know that, and the reason we know that, is because we shouldn't have to make all these choices when it comes to simple things like staying married and faithful, being a good parent and role model to our children, sacrificing the desire to drink alcohol, you know, over the top in front of our children, to do things in front of our children that we know we shouldn't do. We fight so hard to protect our children from and shield them from all these things. Why? Because we intrinsically know they can screw them up. But yet we justify it if they reach a certain age. We claim that adulthood is the ticket now to acting a fool and destroying oneself. No, these are all things that have been put into place by a society that tells us that once we go here, now we do this. Once you do this, now you do this. That's not freedom. That's slavery. That's sin. God is like straight as an arrow. Here's what he says. Love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. We have got to understand what we're dealing with. We must continue to share this information with one another. We should come together to share the truth and the information and to share that gospel. And that's called church. The stuff that we're hearing and dealing with out here that's called church is not church. It's entertainment. And I'm going to say this. I'm not knocking people in the way that God has showed them to share his truth. I'm not judging that at all. I'm asking everyone to start to discern between what is actually being shared as truth and what is actually being shared to keep people coming back. See, because as far as I know, there's no cap on who can preach God's truth. There's no degree that can be achieved on earth in order to preach God's truth. Now, there might be degrees that can be achieved in terms of memorizing verses, studying historical context, connecting it with Bible verses, blah, 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 all that stuff. But I'm talking about when God gives you the truth, you have the freedom to preach that gospel. But what we don't have is the right to change it so that someone will smile at us or place us on a pedestal. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if any children will be listening right now or young people, but I'm going to say this right now. And this also goes to adults because the Bible says until you become like the child. Okay. Now look, stop worshiping these people that'll never meet you. Stop worshiping singers and actors and actresses and, you know, all these people on reality TV shows. That's entertainment. And the word entertain means to enter in. And that what's happening is they are entering in and taking over your thoughts and what you're going to think and why you might think what you might think. Let God enter in. Okay? And then what you watch and see, you will be able to discern between it. And sometimes you might now change the channel or turn the song off. Now, I want to say this because I love God and I love people, and God has taught me and shown me how to love people and to love myself, you know, better and to, you know, not judge and not look at things as negatively as the world might set me up to look at it, because we live in a world, man, that's tough, and we live in a time that is really, really hard to flow in, man. I mean, it really is, especially when you're trying to do the right thing, you know, and then everything around you seems like it just kind of gets to do whatever the heck it wants, and you just almost sometimes feel stupid. But I'm going to say this to all my people out there, and I say it to myself. Don't let this world change what you know is right. Don't let the world change what you know is the right thing to do. You may not feel a reward. You may not even feel like you're part of it anymore. But guess who knows? God. God wants us to seek him and to live righteously under his will. But what we have happening right now is we have arguments about God with with other believers. Because you know why? Now everybody's trained to know something more than somebody else. Or they think they learned something more than someone else. It's not about more of anything. The more God gives you in terms of wisdom, all that means is welcome to the party. Your job now is to share it, but not share it with the intention of gaining some master's degree in knowing more than someone else. We're supposed to share and preach the gospel. The gospel is not us. The gospel is God. The gospel is Jesus Christ. We don't claim it for ourselves. No wonder the world looks at Christians and continues, and we continue to, we just make people uncomfortable, and we make them, you know, almost like they don't, who would want to follow something that seems so hypocritical? The hypocrisy comes from people who say it because they feel it and it sounds good, and they can kind of make it sound good. But the tough part is going out there and living it. You know, walking that talk, carrying that cross, and being willing to talk about one's failures, being willing to talk about how hard it is, and to drop one's pride and understand that as pretty as you are, as cool as you are, as handsome as you are, you can fall into the same destruction as anyone. We have to remember God loves us and that we need to love other people. And I think the most important part of loving other people is to tell the truth. I want people to tell me the truth to lead me closer to God so that I don't fall into that deception. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to close. I'm going to play that song I promised you. And until next time, hey, CC Dove, much love and God bless you. Until next time.
Bear witness to the signs, the stage is set. The devil on a quest, hell pit on deck. Trying to kill everything that I love and protect. So it's mind over matter, thoughts beyond flesh. Heart blows to my soul, it's a spiritual war. But the devil ain't getting what he came here for. Information like a soldier, no retreat, no surrender. If I die, best believe I'll give him something to remember. He wants my soul, he's in my head. Won't rest till I suffer in the flesh and I'm spiritually dead. And he'll use every method to wreck it with a syringe full of sin. To my brain he injected, but I reject it. I'm protected, stay connected to Christ. Put the devil on blast, hit him hard with the light. But he keeps spitting fire, flames getting higher. So I keep throwing blows, cause I know this fight's going down to the wire. Some say I'm crazy, I say yeah maybe, but them busters can't save me. Matter of fact, I think they signed a contract. Now they're working for the devil full time, trying to penetrate my mind. But whoa, hell no, I would rather be poor, or with a bullet in my head, face down on the floor, than be a slave to the grave. So I build my resistance, battle tested, I'm invested in eternal existence. Humankind is a slave to whatever controls the mind, and in time they surrender their soul. So I have one master, my allegiance is bound to the one who gave his son. I was lost, now I'm bound. Get out my head. I know you want me dead. I will not give in. So let the war begin. I endure all pain till all the peace remains. No, not this time. Why? I am master. Control your voice, so they breed mass confusion and illusion of choice. Keep us whipped by technology and media hype. Keep us tamed, unaware, unprepared to fight. So it's mind over matter and the war begins. Brain trains and I'm focused like a camera lens. God's grace in my faith is my sword and my shield. I'm leaving demons screaming mercy on the battlefield. But the devil don't quit on a mission to rip your soul apart, and it starts making you an addict. Over obsessed with sex, internet and phones, possessed by the flesh right down to the bone. No prayer in school, no prayer in the home, gives birth to the next generation of clones. No sense of direction, slaves of deception, rebuke God's truth, their only source of protection. To get known that these devils come dressed as light, to deceive you believe, then they strike. You bite the bait, too late, and no way out. You're a puppet on a string, or like a fish with hook in the mouth. Be it known that the time is here, the signs are clear. Every possible fear will be used by the enemy, hell unleashed. Be it known, mind control is the mark of the beast. Get on my head. I know you want me dead. I will not give in. So let the war begin. I endure all pain till only peace remains. No, not this time. Why? I am master.